Technology dominates our work and home lives. Email, Facebook, there's no escaping it. From the moment we wake to the minute we fall asleep. And now technology could change how we talk to our doctors. One boutique startup in Philadelphia trying out this approach is Our Health. For a $79 monthly subscription, they offer family doctor services, plus some modern accessories. With Our Health, you can Skype or email your doctor from the comfort of your home or office. And although you have to buy a separate insurance policy to cover major costs, like an operation, it does sound pretty convenient. So I recently set up a Skype appointment with Dr. Stephen Stoll to test out how it works.
Sophie.
Dr. Stoll, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
It's really my sinuses, and I just wondered if that's something we could talk about over Skype.
Absolutely. There's many different things that can cause sinus infections. It could be viruses, allergies, or even bacteria.
What a relief to avoid the dreaded waiting room. So what kinds of problems might online doctoring work for? Dr. Randy Robinson, Chief Medical Officer at Our Health, says talking over a blood test or a diagnosis for something like shingles can all be done using Skype, and patients can still go in to see the doctor if they want to. The idea is to make life easier for everyone.
We're able to take technology that has evolved over time and use it in medical practice as a tool to deliver care rather than an obstacle in between the patient and provider.
There's little doubt that all this instant communication with your doctor is convenient, but it's a far cry from the cozy 1950s image of the family physician.
To doctors like Dr. John Wade of Ohio, USA, each patient is a personality, not merely a mechanism to be set to rights.
Those were the days. Dr. Victoria Sweet is an internist and professor of medicine at the University of California. She prefers the old school style of medicine and says there's no substitute for real FaceTime with your doctor.
Skype, I'm a little more skeptical of because it's so easy to think that you can replace that really personal presence.
I asked Dr. Sweet whether being in the same room as a patient really makes a difference.
There's so much you get out of it. I mean, if I watch somebody just walk in, I smell them. You smell their clothes. You smell how clean they are, how dirty.
Dr. Sweet told me about one patient who was sent to her. He'd had every test imaginable, and still nobody could figure out what was wrong with him. But a simple physical exam gave Dr. Sweet the clues she needed to make a diagnosis.
It turned out he had esophageal cancer, metastatic. Nobody had felt these lumps. They had done all the blood tests. They'd sat in front of their computers, but they'd never looked at the man. It was right on his body. This happened over and over again.
A powerful message that hands-on doctoring through sight, smell, and touch could be the key to better healthcare. Dr. Sweet again.
A really good family practitioner, they're incredible. They're so important in their patients' lives. You can't replace that. It's a relationship. And the essence of the matter is that relationship.
So how can we make sure that in a hectic world, gadgets don't distance us from our doctors? Concierge MD is a software company based in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. It's helping doctors' clinics across America adopt web and smartphone technology into their practice. Chief Executive Vijay Khanna says online access to our doctors improves the patient experience.
They get to still see the physician. We are not taking away, we are enhancing that relationship because now I can, in a more convenient way, email my doctor and schedule appointments and do everything else. So it's actually enhancing that relationship in so many better ways.
Instant access doesn't automatically equal quality care, but it sure would be nice to avoid this familiar scenario in the future.
Please listen to all of the options before making your selection. To make, change, or cancel an appointment, please press 2. For prescriptions or to speak with a nurse, press 3.
For The Pulse, I'm Sophie Reed.